KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Hello, KX listeners. My name is Dempsey Sadler, and I'm here with Susan Huff. We are a part of the Walking for Water Club at the Laguna Beach High School. We're so happy to be here to support the KX Institution, who has spent 10 years serving our community. We always want to be there for you guys because you've done so much for us, having us on for our Teen Action podcast. It's been so fun being a part of this and learning more throughout your guys's place you have here.
Well, thank you. Well, you know what? We've carved our little niche out in the universe, and so have you, actually. Yeah. And Walking for Water is so important, and the what you deliver is really, really cool. Tell us about Walking for Water.
Walking for Water is a branch of Wisdom Spring, and I think Susan can tell you a bit more about that. She is the amazing leader.
Walking for Water is dear to my heart. Actually, Walking for Water has been going on for 20 years. It's been here for 10. If I go back in time, but 20 years total, and it's teens who really come to the project with their gifts, their leadership, their humanitarian hearts. And they make a difference in the world. They make a difference by being here at KX, which we couldn't be happier about having a Teen Action podcast, because they get to come up with ideas that they feel motivated about, that they want to give their worldview and how it impacts their lives as a teenager, which couldn't be any more fun to hear how the world craziness lies within them and how they want to make a change in the world. And they do that through the project, but by bringing clean water to indigenous villages in India and Africa. But they also do it in the community by bringing their hearts and their leadership forward and giving a voice. And Dempsey is my leader this year for the radio. And Ed was at our walk, which was really great. We had our first live walk.
I was honored to be there. It was an honor to be at that walk. And it really was awesome to see the amount of work that you put into it before the event. And then during the event, you're everywhere. And that was really cool to see.
And I really appreciate Laguna Beach. And the artists that gave to our auction. I mean, we raised $13,000 on our auction.
Nice.
So
nice.
We couldn't have been happier, and we're going to be putting more wells in India, a tank in India, and also Ghana, which is just so exciting to me to think I will be in West Africa again.
Very cool. Dempsey, let me ask you a question. So I know that your circle of friends and your circle of the people that are involved already in this, they know what's up. They're informed about it. When you run across someone your age who is not as informed and doesn't know, is it easy to approach them? Is it easy for them to understand what it is you do and how important it is?
Honestly, I had a hard time. I'm new to the club. This year was my first year. I honestly fell into it pretty easily, and I had Susan and all my friends to really like guide me through it. One of my good friends is the president of the club. Okay. So she was really there to like help me and understand what the message was and what we were trying to get done. But before that, I feel like I didn't really have a good grasp on what Walking for Water is doing. And I think what's most important to understand is that we are a vessel for clean water.
Right.
And we want to raise money to give clean water and also education for women. That is also a big part. That's what drew me in. I think that education is one of the most important parts of life, and learning is what fuels everything.
Yes.
So that really was like, okay, I want to be a part of this. Right. And that's what I think everyone should hear when they hear Walking for Water. They should hear clean water. They should hear education. They should hear humanitarian bettering the world.
And youth doing it.
Youth right, doing it. That's right. The big issue. Like, that's the big
that's the
center
key
of it. Yeah,
that's the key.
It really is the key. And yeah, they just, and they bring this amazing energy that honestly, I would not be doing this work with adults, because they bring their spirit, their creativity. their ability to kind of go in places that I wouldn't think of going in the same way. So people like Dempsey, who, as you can tell, has a voice that needs to be heard. And so this KX has given her that opportunity to be heard in a bigger way. And we also bring in the East Coast, which has made the kids with Walking for Water and the high schools there be able to give a different voice, even in Laguna Beach, about what it is to be a teenager on both coasts.
Right.
And that's really an amazing gift that KX has given us, because I wouldn't have had an ability for these kids to do it if it weren't for you all.
So if you want to donate to this hour of Takeover, you text in 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM, and your key word is water. It seems simple enough. Just text the word water to 949-715-KXFM. Susan, you mentioned about the importance of it being driven by this age group, by this generation. Do you find that it's easier because they're not quite as jaded? They're not quite as set in their ways.
I absolutely think it's about that. And I also think they bring an openness that we have to start listening to, because when we don't give our youth a voice, how do we expect them to step into the larger community and make a difference?
Right.
And these kids are leaders. I don't get a kid that's not a leader in some way, even if it's a quiet leader.
Right.
You know, we have some people who lead through their art.
Right.
We have some kids who lead through their writing. We have, obviously, Dempsey, who leads through her voice.
Right.
So it's about finding what ignites your passion. And don't we all need that?
Right.
And that's what we do.
Yeah, from my standpoint, I think watching adults and seeing you guys are very passionate about what you're doing. I think that we haven't lost a little hope. Like, I think that sounds pretty bad, but we haven't seen the fact that you can't solve everything.
Right.
And like, that was one of the things that like, it's really hard for me to wrap my head around, is that everything's connected to each other and all of the issues are like, you can like trace it back to like one or two things, like,
right.
But you need to dismantle those before you can do like in separate, but that's so hard.
Right.
And it seems like a pretty daunting task. But I recently talked to my teacher, one of my favorite teachers, about this. And she said, you can't lose hope. You just have to stick to something that really hits you in your heart. And that's what Walking for Water is. Like, you choose something that you really want to focus all of your passion onto.
Right.
And that's when it becomes most fulfilling. You don't feel like you are overwhelmed and nothing will ever get better, because if you can help in this way, you're helping.
Right.
45 wells have been put in because of teenagers.
In India and
in Africa.
In Africa.
Yep. 45 wells. And these teenagers every year bring their passion and their purpose forward. And water is life. And then education happens.
Right.
You know, and we've educated over 4,000 kids.
And how do you determine who gets a well?
I mean, that has been quite the process, to be honest. I have found, I collaborate with different foundations, like FinDay, which is my India connection.
Right.
Tempa Dorje, who has the Tibetan store in town.
Right.
He has helped us to find the places there. And we have people on the ground. And I've actually been there 3 times to also oversee it. And then now we have we were in Burkina Faso. A lot of our wells were there. In West Africa, my friend died, Sibanfu Somme, who was the reason why I actually started this with young people. And so it's been hard to get in there, because they're having quite the struggle. There's been in the news even 2 days ago that Burkina Faso is really, terrorism is really big.
Right.
So I've not been able to get back there since she passed, which was 5 years ago. But the beauty is I've found a connection through another foundation. The Global Bridge Foundation has helped us to find a place that we can do in Northern Ghana that butts up against West Africa with her people. And I know I've put a well there before. So there's hope
right.
that I can reconnect with the indigenous people that I started with. Right. So
we're talking with Dempsey and Susan. Walking for Water is the group, and I'll give you some observations from our event just a couple of weeks ago. Let's punch a song up right now, and then come in after the song, right?
All right.
All right. Eleven's the band. The song is Amber. We are with Walking for Water. Dempsey and Susan in studio with us. If you want to text to their hour of takeover and donate, it is text connect at 949-715-5936. That adds up to 949-715-KXFM. You see how we did that there? Nice and simple.
Oh, that's smart.
Love it.
Yeah, you text the word water to that number, and it'll send you to the donation page. Something I was struck with when we went out to do the event there at the high school is that here you had a group of teenagers that not just concern for each other and their community, but concern for complete strangers across the ocean, across the globe, in fact. Tell me about the type of person that it takes to harness that kind of empathy.
I mean, I think for me, I got awakened one time with Somafu, who is an author and a teacher. And she said to me, I said to her, what's the one thing from America that you would want to bring to your village? What's, you know, is it wealth? Is it, you know, any community kind of thing? And she said, oh, no, water. Like the basic necessity.
Water.
Water.
Yeah.
We need water. We walk hours. They walk 6 to 12 hours for water. When she came over here, she said she had no idea. She went from being in Africa with an arranged marriage.
Right.
Came over here. Her name means keeper of the rituals, to a man whose name was Friends of the Enemy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Came here because the elders told her that. She didn't want to come here. She didn't want to leave that community.
Right.
Came here and had never seen a faucet.
Right.
And she said, she wrote back to her village, there's magic. She said she would go in and just turn it on just to watch it drip.
We overlook that. We overlook the simplicity. We overlook the simplest thing. And that's something that to her was magic.
Magic.
Right.
And we take it so for granted.
Right. Now, when you say they walk 6 to 7 to 8 miles for water, that's the women of these villages.
Oh, yeah.
That
the
walk
women
that, right?
With the children. She remembered walking, starting to walk at the age of 3, right? 3. And then at 5, she was given one day the task of bringing water back.
Right.
What, it's flat in Burkina. There's no like up and down, so she could see her village. It's probably a mile, maybe half a mile. And she got so excited, she said, that she had walked for her family to bring them life, dirty water.
Right.
And she ran and she fell. She said, I was devastated. I felt like I had murdered my family. And she said the overwhelming feeling of that was just almost too much to bear.
Right.
So when I was in the village and the water came out, the children would touch it before they would cross it because it was, you know, because water's so important.
Right.
And they were revering the love of the water.
Right.
I mean, to me, it's just like a no-brainer. Don't we deserve water?
Right. Doesn't everyone?
Everyone.
Doesn't
basic
everyone.
Human needs.
Right. Dempsey, where do you see this project and yourself involved and your involvement in it in 10 years?
In 10 years? Well, I do hope to. I am a rising senior, so I'm still going to be a part of this club next school year. But Susan is creating a president's panel, which allows past members who were a part of the club in high school to stay involved and keep putting in their opinions and help out in whatever way they can. And I'm really hoping to join that and continue my journey with Wisdom Spring and Walking for Water. 10 years. It's honestly pretty hard for me to look that far into the future.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, I don't want to get too grim on here.
No,
but
by all means, please. That's what we're here for.
Global warming is like kind of freaks me out.
Right.
And so I don't, for some weird reason, I don't want to get too excited about the future.
Okay. And isn't that tragic?
I mean, it's
very
so
tragic. Yeah.
So sad to me because I do believe there's things we can do. I mean, we are partnered with the Global Bridge Foundation, and they are trying to do really beautiful things in Palmdale with a piece of property to bring homelessness and regenerative farming together and helping people to find a way to have clean food in the United States, right? Because
right.
that's so important, and clean water.
Right.
I mean, they had to look when as they're researching. And to me, it's like, how can we work together, right? I mean, globally is important and locally is important. But we have to know that if we start to do something different with how, you know, first is water,
right.
education,
yes.
farming,
right.
and clean food. And with farming comes a way to recycle and to change global warming.
Right.
It's really the only way.
Yeah, it's just been something that's like hard for me to wrap my head around. And it feels so urgent. But at the same time, you look around and it's like, you still go about your day.
Right. It's so, exactly. It's so overwhelming and it seems like something that we consistently put on the back burner, right?
Well, I mean, I have to say, these kids put it on the back burner, but they don't put it on the back burner when they're with me.
Right.
Right? We think about those things. And even well, like, we had a kid who did, I'll never forget, I got a phone call because Cleo was doing a Black Lives Matter march, and I had no idea because we had talked about it on a Zoom because we were Zooming at the time, right? Because we were in lockdown.
Right.
So I get this call from the police station. They say, "Hi, is this Susan Huff?" And I'm thinking, what have I done? Did I park my car somewhere? I shouldn't have parked it. You know, and I was like, yeah. And he said, "Well, I hear you're the head of the Black Lives Matters march on the at Main Beach." I was like, I am? And he said, "Yeah, your kids are doing it." And I said, "My kids? They don't live here, but it must be my Walking for Water Club." And it was Cleo who had decided to do it. So we did it. And it was so successful.
It really was. There were so many people there.
And we got people on Zoom right before it to talk to the police how to do it accurately and safely,
right?
Because you have to worry about that. And they were wonderful. The Laguna Beach Police Department were wonderful with the kids. I said, "I need you on Zoom. I want the rules. I want to know what I'm getting myself into."
Right.
And that's what happened. It was 300 to 400 people.
In mentioning the Black Lives Matter march and the movement in general, it brings me to underserved communities and what you're doing now for India and Africa and bringing wells to these nations. We have underserved communities right here. Let's look at Flint, Michigan. If you were to want to do something for Flint and cities like Flint who have allowed their infrastructure to erode such that it's poisoning and killing their own citizens, is that just way too much political red tape to tackle?
I have no idea how to cross that boundary, to be perfectly honest. I mean, wouldn't it be just the most fabulous thing to be able to do? It really would be. To be in the United States and to bring water is something that I have wanted to do and tried to do in Native American land.
Right.
Not easy.
Right.
Not easy. Our indigenous people and our people in Flint and probably our people other places that we aren't even aware of are probably drinking dirty water.
Right.
I don't know how to break into that. If anybody does, please let me know.
Okay. And is that, Dempsey and I go back to you and not wanting to be too positive about the next 10 years. Is it something like that? Is it the fact that there's just so much bureaucracy to get something done that it's too big an obstacle sometimes?
Yes. I was actually listening to a podcast last night that was about getting your suffrage right back after being in prison. And this is just like an example, like a random example. It's like you have to jump through, you have to get it passed by a committee, and then you have to get it passed by the House of the state, and then you have to get it passed by the Senate committee, and then the real Senate. But it gets thrown out by the senator, doesn't even reach the Senate if it was a violent crime. But they used an example of this man who was a part of a robbery, unarmed.
Right.
Got out of jail 16 years ago. It got thrown out because it was a violent crime. And then they interviewed the senator and he was just like, "Well, that's just what my higher up told me to do." I was like, you're the senator of this state, it was Mississippi. Right. And ultimately, you have control over what goes on. Your higher up told you to do that 10 years ago when you got put into office. You have full control. And like, you continue to do it this way.
Right.
For what reason?
Right.
Because it's easier. And then you try to say that it's not something about race. It's not like, I didn't even know what his race was.
Yeah.
But what you're failing to understand is that so many other race-based issues are like the reason why he's trying to get his suffrage back in the first place. So it's just like, it's so many hoops to jump through, right? And like things as simple as like your voting right, your constitutional right to vote. And like, it is so insane. And this is true of almost every single institution in the world. Right. Like, it's so, and the fact that clean water, also a human basic human right, is along that line is just absolutely insane. And I don't know where to start. Like, I think you just have to go through the motions, because how do you break it down? Like, you have to start, you just have to go through it.
And I think for me, I've had to kind of do the same thing. Like, I vote, obviously. And KX has it's community based. And I actually do believe if we can support our youth, right?
Right.
And our community, our local community,
right,
and really look at how we are voting here.
Right.
And picking the right people to represent us. There is a chance, but we have to go local again. We have to go and rebuild community,
right?
Because it's the breakdown. Like, the one thing that Sobhanfu gave me in the village, I will never forget walking up a hill. They told us to get out of the bus, right? We were like, I had chickens under my feet. I'm sweating like a pig. I have a mask on, not because of COVID. And they say, get out. We can't go any further. There's no roads. I mean, there were no roads, period.
Right.
And so we're walking up a hill, and there's 600 people there. 600 people singing, chanting, dancing. Remember, these people don't have water. And I look at Sobhanfu and I say, is this because we're bringing water? She says, oh, no, sweetheart. When somebody goes away and comes home, people will walk miles to welcome them back.
Wow.
I just started sobbing.
Right. Yeah.
Community. Community, local community first. And then you branch out. You have to see the bigger picture, obviously, right, but you got to pick the people.
Right. It's building.
Who are going to have values, yeah, and voice. And then we have a chance.
It's building the foundation and then the house.
Exactly.
And Dempsey, this question is for you, that young people get hit all the time about not voting and not registering, yeah, to vote. And you can see it by the numbers that there really is a lack of interest in voting. Is that because there is a fear of it's not going to change, my vote doesn't matter? Do you intend to, obviously, I know you will, always vote, but do you see yourself poking and prodding your friends and even people you don't know that are your age to vote and to register to vote?
Yeah, voting is something I've been looking forward to for my whole life.
Right.
This time next year, I will have my right to vote. I turn 17 in like a week or two, but that's beside the point.
Congratulations.
I think, honestly, it comes from a lack of interest. It comes from a lack of like understanding and like education. Right. That's what I really think it is. And the belief that it doesn't really like affect me. Like, I can't speak for everyone, but from my experience in talking to my peers, it's not what's important in their life, which is so crazy because it's what should be important in everyone's life.
Right.
But some kids are just wanting to be teenagers and wanting to mess around and,
right,
be young.
Right.
And you can't necessarily blame them for that, but I also think that if they did know, it's not that they wouldn't care. It's really just that they don't know what's going,
right,
on.
Right.
There's a lot of not knowing.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's
there's
just
a lot, you know. And what's interesting is I do like the bridging of the East and the West,
right?
Because I grew up on the East Coast. I grew up outside of D.C. There is a different energy when you grow up outside of D.C. that you feel it, the impact in a different way. Even me, now I can kind of be in this bubble, right, of like, you know. Right. But when you live there, the kids there, they feel it on a different level. They really do. I even Black Lives Matters. I mean, I went to an all-black school as a kid. So I saw my friends not have as good of an education as I had had in the fifth grade.
Right.
That's not, I mean, I'm old, but I'm not that old.
Right, right.
You know, so these youth and how they come together, it's valuable. They get to give voice to each other, too. It's the way I think that some of the bridge happens.
I always wonder how we as young people can do better and how we let our friends, our peers know that this is important and that we need to do this. And strangely, I think social media has a big part in that. There has been... You guys know what TikTok is?
Yes.
I'm sure you do. Everyone does at this point.
Right.
There is a TikTok account called Gen Z for Change that is compiled of like hundreds of like creators on this app who have done so much for like educating youth and like creating like it's like videos with like the trends or whatever, but it's speaking about things that young people need to care about. And they have done real tangible things in the government. They've gone to House hearings and it's like real. This is a real thing. And
It's not the TikTok video of the girl going cute face, small waist in a big bank. It's not that.
Exactly. It's not that. It's real.
Right.
And, that is, I feel like, hard for maybe, I'm not sure, like for an older generation to wrap their head around is that social media has become so outside of the phone.
Right.
Which I think is pretty amazing. I mean, there's obviously like scary parts of that.
Right.
But I think social media is going to be a big vessel for young people to learn, which is weird because it's so unreliable.
Right, because it's also very possible to be misinformed.
Exactly,
and
then there's
media.
Like algorithms can lead you down a pretty horrible path, which we've seen pretty recently in like the shooting in New York. But there's such like a flip side because young people are so impressionable. How do you pull them to the right side? And how do you determine what that right side is? I think that...
And that's why she's my leader in the, in the radio, because she does have a voice. She can bring it to the media. She is... look at this young person who has an amazing voice, who's educating herself, who's bringing herself forward. And that, to me... I mean, I'm in total goosebumps because this young person can give voice.
Right.
And she knows how to get on the media.
And she's asking all the right questions when she does. And I think that's fantastic. We are talking to Susan and Dempsey. They are with Walking for Water. It's a fantastic and absolutely wonderful cause. But today they're here for Takeover. And if you'd like to donate to this hour and donate in their name, you simply go to KXFM's Text Connect, and that's 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM. You'll text the word water to that number. Let's do another song and come back on the other side.
So good. Riding with the wind.
thousand smiles she gives to me free. It's alright, she said, it's alright. Take anything you want from me.
So as we paint the palette, as we take colors from the palette and we paint our canvas, I'm talking with Dempsey right now about her plans for the future, her hopes, what she's looking forward to doing. Share some of what you just told me, please.
Well, I know that I said the future is grim, but a girl can't help but dream, and I'm being constantly asked, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? And I'm about to be a senior. College is in my future. And it's major this, what a career that. And I've never really felt like I connected with anything until this year,
right.
Being a part of the Teen Action podcast has been so amazing, and I felt like I really like landed perfectly.
Right.
And the way I feel in talking to an audience and expressing how I feel and what I want everyone to know is like, it's like it takes a weight off of my shoulders a little bit. Right. And so I was thinking about it, and I feel like this is where I need to be in the future.
Right.
This is where I need to be, and whether that's right back here when I move back to Laguna,
right.
I'm hoping that that is in my future as well, or a part of a bigger conglomerate of radio, which is like a little sketchy. I don't know.
Maybe she'll do it through KX, and it'll because I mean you can listen to KX everywhere.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean,
we are international. Actually.
It's an international, you know, radio show that even with the Teen Action, right. It's possible.
Yeah.
It's how do you get it out there in the media to give this young person and the rest of the group, because it's not just Dempsey, there's other kids who are wanting to go radio, right. Right? And give voice, that's what we want,
right.
A place to land.
Right.
And that's what she's saying. KX gave her a place to land.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it really did.
And we're the benefactors of that. We are the ones who benefit from your landing.
Well, I benefit from you guys so much. I've learned so. I am still figuring it out, being right. here and being a part of the radio and like the logistics of that, right. which I am going to continue learning throughout this year. But the like comfortability that I've had right. just being in this room right. and like speaking with you guys, like that's enough for me to like want to learn about the behind the scenes.
Allow me to make an observation here. So you're obviously gifted, first of all, and here in studio you're very comfortable. You speak wonderfully, and you have clear ideas, are clear and concise. And yes, radio would be great, and it would be, and you'd be perfect for it. But you talked about a senator in Mississippi who just didn't get it. And when you think about politicians like that who don't get it, it means to me, my goodness, we need people that do get it, and we need young people right. that do get it. Could you ever see yourself
being
running for some kind of office, making a difference that way?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. That was the first thought that I had when people asked me, like, career, what do you want to do? Because that is where we're taught most of the change comes from.
Right.
But as I've, like, learned more about our world, maybe that's not necessarily true, but it is. Okay. There are, like, so many parts, like, of being a politician where, like I was saying, where you have the power to make a change. And I so want that. And I so feel like I could do well there. My only pushback is I'm scared of the bureaucracy. I'm scared of getting caught in that you always have to please someone to get where you want to go. And that is something that's inevitable with politics.
Right.
You can't always do what you want.
Right.
Maybe it's about stepping up.
Maybe it is.
I think it's about young people saying, wait a minute, I have values. I have dreams. I want to continue to be in a democracy.
Exactly.
Right? And you guys have to give voice to democracy. You know, it's just like what's going on now. And the underbelly is somebody has to research what the truth is and finally get it out in the world. Finally do what needs to be done for democracy's sake, right? And you have a voice. And yes, you could be a politician who says, no, no, I am not going to do it the way you tell me to do it. I'm going to do the truth.
The most important thing about having something to say is saying it.
Yeah. Right. I really think it's all, for me, it's fear.
Okay.
It's fear. Right. And that is like
an emotion that doesn't have to run the show.
Exactly. Emotion that shouldn't run the show, but still, I am young.
Right.
And that is something I'm going to continue dealing with for the rest of my life.
Right.
It's fear. It's the fear that I won't be able to do what I know I could.
Right.
And that is so scary.
A lot of politicians that I talk to that I have right here on the show, they lament the fact that, yeah, they got into it for all the right reasons. Yet once they got in, they realized that 3/4 of their time was spent having to raise money in order to stay in office, in order to stay in and get
things
done.
Exactly. And to do that, you have to please people who don't necessarily align with where you are.
Right.
And that's scary. Yeah. That's scary that you have to like compromise some of your, not even your morals. Maybe that's like kind of a strong word.
But maybe a value.
Values and like how you want to be in office. You will always have to please people to make money and continue having the power to do the things you wanted.
Right.
It's about getting a team though too. It's about getting a community behind you. It's about not being afraid to be authentic in this world of inauthenticity. You know, how do you do that? How do you wake that up? I think if it starts now and you don't let the fear run the show and you start to give voice at a young age, then you can carry that on. You're not being somebody that's a people pleaser. You're saying, this is who I am.
Yeah.
And if it starts young, nobody, you know, you can't be taken off guard with the fear as easy. It's there. It's always going to be there, Dempsey.
Yeah.
But you've got so many values that you hold dear that I believe you don't have to let it run the show.
Yeah. I just don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose sight of like what is important. And I feel like a lot of politicians, that happens whether or not they want that to happen or not.
Like, right.
I mean, and then you just have to, maybe if I was already rich and I didn't have to please anybody to make money, but that's like a whole other, whole other can of worms. Like, it's just,
there are some politicians that aren't wimps though.
Right.
There are some politicians who rise above it.
Who stand behind the Constitution and know the truth and tell the truth.
There are.
And at the same time, many of those are now in danger of losing their political seat specifically because they stand for those things.
Yes, and we have to get behind them.
And that's what she's afraid of.
Yes, and we have to get behind them.
Right.
We have to get behind the kids to not be in fear.
Right.
I just, it's such a complicated.
It really is.
It's such a complicated thing for me because I feel like I could so do it. Right. I could. Right. I really could.
She could.
Oh, I don't doubt it for a moment. She could. Standing right here, I don't doubt it for a moment.
I could. I got to find it in me to
right.
do it.
Right.
And I was also thinking maybe like lawyer. I could maybe go the lawyer route. Right. But that's like the justice system. Whoa. Like that might be a little hard to. Right.
I think you're on a path.
Right.
And I think as long as you keep stepping on it, Dempsey, you're going to find your way. I really believe in KX is giving you the first step, you know, walking for water, KX, giving voice as a teen. It's building a foundation that the community is holding for her and for the group.
Right.
Right. And so that foundation will ground you and you can take that no matter where you go.
Yeah, which is why we're so grateful for KX. And that's why we're here to fundraise for this amazing, amazing place we're in. And we are here because KX is nonprofit.
Right.
So they need new equipment, new infrastructure. I think a few months ago we were here and you guys needed new antennas or something.
Right,
like
right.
they had eroded.
I used to be up on the roof with just aluminum foil. I'd wait for a plane to fly by and try and capture signal or bounce something off of that. Yeah.
Yeah, like you guys.
But yeah, it is, so we are, in a nutshell, we are completely supported by the community, by donations from the community. And what we offer the community and have been for 10 years, long before I got here, is community-based radio. It is the importance of realizing, wow, we've got a Walking for Water event at the high school here in town, here in our community, and we need to get behind and support it, as well as other wonderful events that take place and wonderful charities. But this is an amazing combination to be able to put community radio together with community activism.
And with our youth, which if we can give voice to our youth now, I mean, there is a way to get out of the crazy. I really do believe there is a way, but we as adults have to step up too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I
have a question for you guys. So in like giving young people a voice and having them speak about important matters, does that scare you guys a little because of like
oh, not me.
Like,
no, it does. It scares some people, but
right,
it does,
right.
I live my life needing to know what the next generation is thinking, what they've got planned. That's as important to me as anything else. I have a daughter in her late 20s, and watching her grow up and experiencing life through her eyes, open my eyes to the next generation.
Yeah.
And the one after that. And I'm sure when I'm 100, hopefully someday, the one after that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I always wonder if because we're young, like it gets a little bit extreme.
Right.
Like does that, do you think extreme is a bad thing though? Like that's
not all the time.
No. I think you have to be ignited inside of you, and if I can just light the flame and you can make it bigger, you know, that's all that I want to do. All I want to do is work with youth. That's it, because you are the future. I have nothing I would rather do than be a part of Wisdom Spring and be a part of watching people like you step into your power.
We are so lucky to have you guys as our mentors and have you guys guide us to the right places, to the right answers. And
I want to answer your extreme question for just another in another way. I think of it as a singer. And sometimes a singer can absolutely melt your heart or make their point with the softest of notes, just the softest song, just the softest. And then sometimes you need to hear them belt it out.
Right.
So it's the same thing. For me, it's that equivalent right there.
Oh, that's a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah.
I love that.
It is, yeah.
I mean, it's another creative way to get it out there, right? Through song, through love, through a connection, through community.
Yeah,
and KX
creativity.
is a beautiful community. It really does bring all different kinds of people together.
Right. I'm loving this conversation, and we'll be back to it in just a couple of seconds. But if you want to donate to this hour of Takeover, it's the Walking for Water Takeover. I'm here with Susan, and I'm here with Dempsey. Our number to text in is 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM. You text the word water. And on the other side of this, we'll close out. We'll have some closing comments, and we'll close out. A little music, though. We're back, just a few minutes left, and it's been, and as I mentioned off air, this has been just about my favorite hour in a long time. I've absolutely loved this conversation with both of you, and Dempsey was making a great point just now off air. Tell us what you were just saying.
Well, I was going back to the point of why aren't young people more involved right. in like the voting and all of that. I think it's our school culture has made... Not like specifically here in Laguna Beach, but around the country, it's so difficult to differentiate yourself in terms of like college and all that. It's so we lose sight of what's important because we're trying to prove ourselves instead of being ourselves.
Right.
Instead of being ourselves, we're trying to prove ourselves. And then it comes across as so ingenuine, and you're not doing things that you should, like, that actually make you happy and that are actually, that you're good at. And I see this with almost all of my friends, and I see it with myself too. I'm doing things for my resume. I'm putting, I'm stacking on just like random thing after random thing. This is definitely not one of those things, but it's like, I've seen people join Walking for Water who are like, oh, I need to put something. They don't know that this is something so important because there's like ulterior motives. And that is created by our environment, by the need to like prove ourselves and the need to, I need to get into college, I need to do this, I need to do that. And especially the last 2 years, it's been so difficult getting into college, even when you...
COVID messed these kids up.
It really did.
Re-entry, they'd never been to a walk, these kids.
Right. Yeah.
Because everything was on Zoom. Right. We did Zoom twice a week with the kids here and kids back east. And I just think these kids are put through so much that is no value to making a difference in the world.
Right. Yeah.
We have forgotten the value of being and being able to give voice to what really matters. It's so upsetting to me that they are under so much pressure that even when they want to be there, they're afraid of being there.
Right.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's comes from the culture of go get a degree, go do this, go do that. And it's, you can't do, this is going to sound a little stupid, you can't do what you want to do because they're forcing you down this path.
Right.
And you need to go down the path because you literally can't get a job if you don't have a degree. So then it's just like circling back to the bureaucracy of it all. Like, it's all connected.
Right.
And it all starts with education. And I think that's the most important part of Walking for Water and what we're talking about here.
Okay. Well, two things. It does start with education, and that's what the two of you have provided our audience and me today. Is with that education of what's important and where we need to move from here. I can't thank you enough. If you want to donate to their hour, it's the Takeover Hour. It's the Walking for Water Takeover Hour. 949-715-KXFM. You text connect the word water to that number. Dempsey, Susan, anything you want to say before we go?
I just want to again really thank KX for giving my youth a voice, not just about water, but Ukraine, about what's happening in the courts right now. These kids wouldn't have a place to land to even think about that and how to give voice, and KX has given us a place to land. So my heart's open. Please donate at 949-715-5936 and enter water. Water is life.
Susan, Dempsey, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.